Daleth Sivan, Monday the 2nd of June, Rabbi Daniel Kleinman, Kriyas Bikurim.
Morning everyone. Just as a disclaimer, just to start with, speaking about Bikurim and Seydes Royim is not something I was trained for in my yeshiva years. It's not something which I have had time to do in my Kehil years, as we're doing Nashim Nezikim in Kehil by us now. And it was a new sugya. And whenever you do a new sugya, for me it took work and I had to find and try to come up with something. So I'll share with you what's come up. But just as Divrei Hakdama, regarding Bechlal, talking about Bikurim, there was a program on the radio on BBC4 on Thursday. And I by chance happened to, I was driving in the street and someone said, listen to this program, you might find an interest in it. It was at 9 o'clock in the morning, if anyone wants to listen to it. And it was a documentary on Talmud study. And it was done, fortunately, by three professors. It wasn't done by rabbis, which, Baruch Hashem, made it very honest, and it wasn't negative, and they didn't take from all over the full spectrum of rabbis, which would have been a disaster. And they didn't take from the conservative, the reform. It was very factually correct, and it wasn't negative. And one of the things that was very interesting is they went through the whole shalshelis of how Talmud study developed, et cetera, in all the years, and went through certain facts, and they had all the facts absolutely correct. And what was mechazik the emuna was the fact that they pointed out certain things which didn't make sense to them. One of the things that didn't make sense to them is they were going through the Masechtas. They said, this Masechta talks about Nashim, Nezikim, Gittin, Kedushin, all these things, Mishpatim, it all made sense to them. Laws, there were many laws which went throughout the generations, which different societies and civilizations had. Then they said there was Karbonis, sacrifices, Tomb of Atira, Zeroyim, and they said, one second, there's a tremendous Kasha. This Talmud was written after the destruction of the temple. And after the destruction of the temple, they didn't have sacrifices. The pagans were writing about sacrifices because they had sacrifices. The Eden didn't have Bikurim. They didn't have sacrifices. Why are they dedicating tractates of their Talmud to Talmud study? That was one of the things which they couldn't understand. Amongst many others, there was one point which they came out with that Talmud study, Be'etzim, really is a dialect between different Tanoim, Amoraim. They said genuine Talmud study should really be that every person in Beis Medrash should get up and have a day of what to say, what to do. And they saw that in Talmud study, all of a sudden, by the time of the Rambam, and by the time of Shulchan Aruch, there was nothing to say anymore. It was, you could say, you can understand, but it's not open for that. It's not open for really, for saying your own opinion. It's not open for you saying, your work is on, and that they couldn't understand. What genuine Talmud study should be. They couldn't chap that they walk into yeshivas. And they discussed this. And everyone's studying b'chavrusa. What's chavrusa learning? Go to the library and take out a book. And if you have a question, ask your teacher. What's this whole thing of coming and learning b'chavrusa? They couldn't understand it. And they said even the Tanoim v'Amoraim were not influential people in their day. Not like Socrates or Plato or these people or Newton. They were big, influential people in their day. And all of a sudden, they could have been someone with a few Talmidim. Okay, Rebbe, Ravashi were influential people. I'm saying, but generally speaking, Tanoim v'Amoraim could have lived in a village with a few Talmidim and no one was in there. And they became, all of a sudden, everyone in future generations, their word was the begin all and the end all of everything. And they couldn't chap. What's epis? What is this Talmud study? It was Muradik Mechazik de Emuna. Why? And the Pshat is very poshut. They understand Seichel. There's one Sadashav I thought in my mind after this program. What's the teretz to all the kashas? What's all the idiosyncrasies which don't make sense in learning Talmud to the guy, to the world of academia? What's the Sadashav? And the answer is very simple if you think about it. The answer is very poshut. The guy understands Seichel as a dafer b'gusham. Something which is a physical thing. If you need to become an architect, you study architecture. If you need to become a historian, you study history. Philosophy, you become a philosopher. It's a davar megusham. It's a very physical act. The act of study. Whilst by in the Torah, before Matan Torah, we need to mechazik the emuna that when a person sits and opens up a Talmud, the answer is very pasha. It's a davar ruchni. His etzem avoydan is etzem sitting and learning and sitting by a shir and trying to do the chasugya of Talmud. It's a davar ruchni. It's a connection to the Rabbeinu Shlom. It has nothing to do with study of academia. It's a total ruchniistic pursuit. And that's the teretz which answers everything. Because when we look at the Tanaim v'Amoraim, they weren't saying anything. They were the Rabbeinu Shlom, HaSinai. They were Maimon HaSinai. They weren't doing it. They weren't saying their own opinions. It wasn't a philosophical discussion. It was ruchnius. It was kutsha v'raisa chadu. Kutsha v'raisa chadu means there is no difference. The Rabbeinu Shlom, the way we attach the Rabbeinu Shlom is through Torah. Kutsha, the Rabbeinu Shlom, v'raisa, and his Torah, chadu. It's one. And therefore we sit, we talk about Bikurim, of course it's going to be, that's what Maim Hasina is about. And as we don't have Bikurim, it's Lachat Echorban Abayas, but of course that's Dos Heis Torah. Okay. So Neifach Mishali is as follows. On Hilchis Bikurim, I just didn't get a sheet. Can I get a sheet from someone? Okay. Right. So we're going to start with the beginning of the pasuk. Speaks in Parshas Kisavai. It says you come to. It's very important. One of the most important marmakaimis which I'm going to give today is the psukim, because everything really starts in the psukim, and the etzem vort really comes out from the psukim. So please look in the psukim very very carefully, because it's the most important marmakaim. The Parshas Kisavai says as follows: a person brings kol pri adama shetovim me'aretzcha asher Hashem alekecha noisen loch. Vesamta bateni, he puts in the basket. Volachta lamokam shivcha Hashem alekecha, and he goes to the place where Kosh Baruch Hu was chosen, the Beis Hamikdash, l'shachin shmoi sham. And here we're going to start. Right, the next 10-15 psukim are going to talk about what's called kriyas bikurim. What does the proclamation that the person comes b'shas bikurim? What does he say? So it says as follows: ubas alakoyim, you come to the koyin asheir b'yomim ahein, which will be in those days. Va'amarta elov. There's two sides. Yeah, there's two sides. I'm on number one of the Maamar Kodesh. So you come, it's the number one, which is the first on the right hand side. So it says you come to the Kohen, Vamarte Lov. Now imagine for a second, like when they're doing a news report, they say, okay, we're live, right? So when are we live? When does the person begin to start talking, right? So let's hit the buzzer when the guy is live and he's coming to the Kohen, and what's he gonna say? So Basal Kohen, Ashir Bayom Mahim. Okay, he's going to say to the Kohen. So we're live, right? Here we're going. This is what he's saying. He gadati ayoyim l'Hashem alekecha. I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ba'osi el ha'oretz asher nishba Hashem l'aviseinu l'osis lanu. I have come to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to give you. That's his first live statement, it would seem in the Torah. Let's learn it as laymen, before seeing the sources, because the sources are going to go two ways, and we'll have to try to make sense of it. Yeah? But the first, as a layman, reading the pasuk, you would assume the first thing that's going to come out of the person as he comes to the Kohen, the first proclamation he's going to make is, he gadati ayoyim, I've come to the land which Kosh Baruch Hu promised me. The Kohen comes and takes the ten of Yadecha, takes the basket from his hand. He puts in front of the Mizbech. We're live again. Here he goes again. Vanisa Vamata. This is his second proclamation. Vanisa Vamata Fnei Hashem Alekecha. Arami Oyvidavi. And this refers to Lavan. Aram Avravi wants to destroy me. Aram Mitzrayimah. Person has a curse. A Turk to Rebbein Shalom. As we see, B'shas Yitzis Mitzrayim. You don't start with the good. You start Maschel B'gnus. You show the Rebbein Shalom how all the things which Rebbein Shalom put me through, all the tzaras which I thought were tzaras, were all for my teufa. So he starts Aram Yavidavi. Aram Mitzrayimah. Yagoshav Mseimot. Yisham Lagoy Godel. Otsim Varav. Yiros Mitzrayim. Yanunu. They went and they pinded me. They caused me tzaras, and they oppressed me. But Nitzik, I cried out. Lashem Alekim. Yishmas Kalem. Yaras Yem. Vasam Alem. Vaslachatzim. Now, Baruch Hashem, I have all the zovas chol of dvosh, I have all these bikurim. And Hashem, I put them in front of them. That is the final proclamation. So you have two parts. You started off when it was oydenu asal al yaday, put down the salam by the mizbeach, and he finishes off this long proclamation. Okay. Let's have a look in the way this is brought down in the halacha. So number two is the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows: Mitzvah asay lehisvadis b'mikdash al bikurim, to say a vidu on the bikurim b'shashem ifim maschil. He begins v'koyrei he gadeti hayoyim l'Hashem alekecha. That's good. That's what he starts. Ki ba'osi al aretz, and then he continues v'chulu v'goymer arami oyved avi. He continues with arami oyved avi atshig mekol pasha kula until he finishes the entire pasha. Asher nosan li Hashem. That's the last halacha that you have to do with Balashan HaKodesh, because the Gemara makes a hekish, which we'll see shortly. But the Rambam brings it, so far no surprises. The Rambam brings it, he says, he says you start from the beginning of the Pasha, then you continue Aram Yavi. There's a small break there, so the Rambam brings down the whole thing, and very good, all is good. Very nice. And this Be'etzim, I'm just going to skip for a second. If you turn over the page, and you go to the Mishnah and Bikurim, in Perikimel, which I'm going to come back to, but I just want to see it from in the first place. The Rambam is very good, right? Pasuk Vav, the Mishnah Vav says exactly how you would expect. Look at a Mishnah Vav; it's pretty much a ditto of the Psukim. Oidenu asal al ksafei when the
which number?
Vav, number six. Six on the turnover. Yeah. When the basket's on his ksefer, on his shoulder, he reads Me'ashem Alekecha Ad Shomer Kol HaPasha, until he finishes the entire Pasha. So in the Mishnah it says that he reads from Higadati Hayoim, and he finishes the whole entire Pasha. So very good, no surprises. The Mishnah says you start from Higadati Hayoim, and you finish off Ad Shomer Kol HaPasha Kula. Okay, back to number two. We did number two. Number three. Here's where the surprises start. The Rambam brings down the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, this is the same Rambam as the Yad Chazakah. So, Batsim, it's going to be a stira b'divrei Rambam. The Rambam brings down as follows. Who should Sivanu? Look at the way Rambam brings in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs is bringing the mitzvah Kuflamet Beis, which is the mitzvah of saying Mikra Bikurim. Who should Sivanu l'saper b'tevesenu asher heitiv lanu? Who should Sivanu l'saper b'tevesenu asher heitiv lanu batzileinu u'maschil be'inyin Yaakov Avinu? So the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, as you see in three lines. The Rambam says you start from Yaakov Avinu. You start from Aram Yehovid Avi. This is a major problem. Mr. Chari, he left out a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah is Vihigadati. You start from Vihigadati. And the Rambam starts from Aram Yehovid Avi. And that's a big problem. The Rambam says you start Maschil Be'inyin Yaakov Avinu. Umesayim Ba'avoidus HaMitzrim, Be'nisim Oysam V'Lashavchel Kol Zeh, etc., etc. And at the end he says, Zuhu Zeus HaMitzvah, three lines from the bottom. This is the mitzvah called Mikra Bikurim. So he starts from Aram Adavi. Now you could think, I'm making a big deal. It's not exact, but it is very exact. I'm going to show you two, three places where specifically we find that Mikra Bikurim starts not from Vihigadati, we starts from Aram Yehovid Adavi, which is going to be a steer in the B'divri Arambam. The Rambam in the Yad Chazakah started from Vihigadati Ayoyim, and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he starts from the pasuk of Aram Yehovid Adavi. And this is really, this to me was something that woke me up, because this is something which needs explanation. In the Chinuch, when he brings it down, you'll see it again. Mitzvah Kriyas by the Chinuch, next one, number four. He says, Shinstavu b'nei babum l'makadosh likros aleim haksuvim elu haniskor b'pasha v'hein me'aram Yehovid Adavi. From Aram Yehovid Adavi. He doesn't start from Vigadati. And Be'emes, I looked around and from wherever I could find Bikurim in places which I know, and in most places I found that Lamaisa, it's so. It seems that almost everywhere, Rashi, all over Shas, brings down the halach of Mikra Bikurim, starting from Aram Yehovid Avi. There's a Gemara in Makkis, which the Gemara says in Makkis as follows. Ha'oichu Bikurim, some Gemara Makkis, Daf Yud Zayin, Ha'oichu Bikurim, actually Kor Aleim. If someone eats Bikurim Achlei Korareim, and it brings a whole list of other things, Kachi Kachim, Chutz L'Kloyim, Kachim Kalim, etc., Mishnah Makkis is discussing the halachas of Makkis, of Magen Malkis. So one of the first things the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Zayin is, Oichol Bikurim Achlei Korareim. So if we look at Rashi, Achlei Korareim, so Rashi says, it's a very short Rashi. Achlei Korareim, Arami Yoivet Avi, Ube Gemara Yov and Hechen Niskar. Rashi says, from Arami Yoivet Avi, it's a three-word Rashi. In the Gemara later on, Rashi says, Achlei Korareim. Again, word for word, Aram Yehovid Avi. Rashi says, Aram Yehovid Avi. Rashi brings the lead with where it's learned from. Very clearly, Aram Yehovid Avi. I found it again in the Gemara in Saita as well. The Gemara in Saita is talking about a different subject matter. The Gemara in Saita is talking about whether you say it's something B'loshen Kodesh or you can say it B'chol Loshen. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah starts off in the beginning of Saita, the seventh parak. It says, Elu Nemru B'chol Loshen, and these are the ones that have to say, Elu Nemru B'loshen HaKodesh, and one of them is Mikra Bikurim. So Rashi again says Mikra Bikurim, word for word, Shiyakoira me arami oivad avi atsefa pasha. You say from arami oivad avi atsefa pasha. So lechoy we see very clearly that whenever Rashi says the word Mikra Bikurim in Shas, Rashi says, oh, me arami oivad avi, it's from arami oivad avi. Which leads a question. What happened to the pasuk of Vigadati? The Mishnah brings Vigadati, the Yad Chazakah brings Vigadati. Everyone starts from Vigadati as far as the Mishnah and the Rambam. But when it comes to all the Gemaras in Shas, everyone just says arami oivad avi. And that's the question I'm going to try to answer up. So lemaisa. I'm going to come back to the Mishnah. Rabash, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back to the Mishnah. Lamaisa, so the one further kasha before answering it is a Gemara in Brachas. There's a Gemara in Brachas which on Daf Yud Gimel, which is a big kasha. The Gemara brings down in that Mishnah which I just read in Saita that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara makes a hekesh in the Mishnah. It's not even for the Gemara. The Gemara makes a hekesh that since it compares Mikra Bikurim to Har Grizim and Har Evel, it says V'anu V'anu by both of them, so the Gemara makes in the Mishnah a Hekish, the Mishnah makes a Halacha that Lamaisi has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Clear. No argument. It's a Mishnah. Yet there seems to be a Gemara in Brachas, which is a Pella. Because the Gemara in Brachas comes like this. The Gemara in Brachas says as follows. The Gemara in Brachas says, it's talking about Kriya Shema, whether Kriya Shema is B'chol Lashon or Kriya Shema is B'lashon Kodesh. So the Gemara is Medayik. It's Machlek, it's Rebbe, and the Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, whatever Kriya Shema is, I would have learned out from Kriya Shema that Kol HaTorah Kula is something else. If Kriya Shema has to be in Lashon Kodesh, then Kol HaTorah Kula must have been in any Lashon, and that's why Kriya Shema had to need a Pasuk to tell you it's different. The Rabbanan must have learned that Kol HaTorah Kula was in Lashon Kodesh, and that's why you need a Pasuk to tell you Kriya Shema is B'chol Lashon. So whatever Kriya Shema is going to be, Kol HaTorah Kula is going to be the opposite. What does Kol HaTorah Kula mean? What does Kol HaTorah Kula mean? Okay, so Rashi learns up Kol HaTorah Kula means Kriyas HaTorah in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos comes along and says, Kriyas HaTorah, that's a latter day takana. That was something which Ezra came up with. You can't use Ezra to darshan psukim. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, we're not talking about Kriyas HaTorah. We're not talking about Kriyas HaTorah. What the Gemara is talking about is, Zok Tosfos, V'yishleimer, the Maira B'parshis HaMechuyavos Likreis. Parshis which you have to make recitals, Daraisa. K'moy Pasha Zohar, Inamri, Mikra Bikurim, Vidui Meiser, and one of them is Mikra Bikurim. So it seems that Tosfos is saying that part of the Machlek is Rebbe and the Rabbanon, or whether you could do B'chol Lashon, or you could do B'lashon Kodesh, is Mikra Bikurim. One second, it's a Furusha Mishnah. It's an explicit Mishnah that brings a Hekesh. And Tosfos makes no yachas to it whatsoever. Tosfos doesn't say, well, one second, what's the Mishnah over there? No, Machlek is Rebbe and the Rabbanon. What about Mikra Bikurim? I don't understand. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. So how could it possibly be? How could Tosfos throw it into the basket of things that's a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva? That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. No, but if the Mishnah says you got to say it in Lashon Kodesh, so Tosfos can't. Someone should speak about it. Someone should mention. Say it's Mefurish. You can't do that. Okay, B'kitzer, in short, so the first port of call, this is a hard shiloh. The shiloh just started screaming to me. What's going on over here? Where's the star from? So the first place which I found, B'chlal, is to look into this, is I found an interesting, I started looking into that original Yad Chazaka, which says Vigadati. That's where the work is. Because Mikra Bikurim is Pashtas from Arami Yovidavi. But what's this Rambam of Yad Chazaka, which starts Vigadati? So if you look back at the Rambam on number two, I made a diak. Rambam says, Mitzas Asei lihisvadois b'mikdosh ala Bikurim. What's this lashon lehisvados? It should say mikra bikurim, like everything else. What's lehisvados? Why is it a vidui? What's the source bechlal that's a vidui? And the only place I found to call a bechlal a vidui, why is it a vidui? That source I found comes from a mishnah in Megillah, and that mishnah Megillah says kol hayoyim kosher likrois es a Megillah. Every the whole day is kosher to read the Megillah, to blow shofar, to tefillah shluv. You're supposed to do it in the morning. If you do it all day, it's okay. And that's a long list of things in the mishnah. No mention of mikra bikurim. I found, with the help of my Yotzer HaChochma, I found with that Lamaisa, there's a girsa of the Rif, which is not in the Rif. There's a girsa of the Rif, which the Ran brings down, which part of that list is Mikra Bikurim. Now listen to this. It says so one of the list of between Vidui Parim and Vidui Meiser is Vidui Bikurim. And the Ran brings down V'levidui Bikurim. Now here I'm going to read the Ran word for word. Kishamevi Bikurim, when you bring Bikurim, Misvade, you say vidui, kidiksiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Higadati hayoim l'Hashem alekecho. Higadati hayoim l'Hashem alekecho. That's the vidui bikurim. So perhaps we can mechadish a nice word and say as follows. There are two dinim, actually, in mikra bikurim. It's actually two things you do. One is vidui, and one is mikra bikurim. One is vidui, and one is mikra bikurim. Vidui means, now this takes a little bit of work. There is an element of vidui which the Rambam speaks about in Murin Nevuchim. But leave that for a second. Let's first look back at the psukim. Person comes along and he says, Higadati ayoyim l'Hashem alekecho. This is his vidui, right? This is the aspect of vidui which is in. Higadati ayoyim l'Hashem alekecho. I speak to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I say to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ki ba'osi al aretz ha'shenishba Hashem alaveisenu l'aseis lanu. End of vidui. How's that vidui? We're used to thinking vidui means on Yom Kippur, a person goes and says Vada to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But as we get older, and as we mature, we realize that the Pshat is Vidui comes in many different fashions. A true machshava of Vidui is not so much that a person's on Yom Kippur and can be being Mizvad al Chatov. A person turns around and he says, he's about to do Aveira, and he says, oh, but the Rebbein Shem gave me everything. The Rebbein Shem gave me, V'kenachtan Aveira. He's sitting, he sees Dmus Yoikne Shel Yaakov Avinu. He's about to do an Aveira, and he says, oh, but the Rebbein Shem, my Tata, my Zayda, my Elta Zayda, look, everything that they instilled in me, and this is where I'm holding, and this is what I'm doing, and this is how I'm spending my life, this is where all my aspirations have gone. Oyvei, That's a vidui. A vidui is a mature thought which comes from a certain realization and internalization of a reality which a person is not living up to. That's what a vidu means. A vidu doesn't have to be a klop and the person says, you know, when it's like when he's 17. A vidu could be a machshava, which brings a person lidei tshuva. A person says, look, Rebbeinu Shlom gave me this land. He gave everything to me on a silver platter. And what have I done for the Rebbeinu Shlom? How have I paid the Rebbeinu Shlom back? How have I lived up to the expectation of coming to this land of Zavas Chalav Dvash that the Rebbeinu Shlom has brought me? That's a machshava savidui. The Rambam Mimur, the Vuchim says that when a person comes and he has his sal al yadai, so we all know the halach is that the king, he could have a vodim from today till tomorrow. He could go, everyone could schlep his fruit. When he comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he brings his bikurim, he has to take it onto his own shoulder because there's a certain derech hanava. A person comes in, nishmai sheknaker, he comes in with his bikurim and he says to Rebbeinu Shlom, this is my bikurim, Rebbeinu Shlom, it's all yours. Ich bin stam, I'm working here, Rebbeinu Shlom, my entire here, work is for you, Rebbeinu Shlom. You've given me everything. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim shows a tremendous emunah. Rebbeinu Shlom, alts for sechab belongs to thee. Everything I have belongs to you. And that's the pshat. That's why you have it on your, that you bring it on your shoulder. Now let's look for a second just back onto this Mishnah. Ah, you'll tap on off from this. Look at the back of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah on Vav, number five. Picture number five. I went back to number five, yeah? Look at the Mishnah. It's on his Ksefoy. Kore, he reads, Migadati Hayoim Lashem Alekecha Achigoimer Kolapashi. He reads the entire Pasha. Reb Yehuda Aimer, the Tesiyatav says, no machlekesh. Reb Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama. Reb Yehuda Aimer, Ad Aram Yoivadovi. He gil Aram Yoivadovi. When you come to Aram Yoivadovi, Merid Hasal Mea Ksefoy. You take the Sal down from your Ksefoy. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hagadati Hayoim. Higadat Yom, that's my vidui, so that's my hachno, according to the Rambam. As soon as I come and I'm done with Higadat Yom, and now I start my mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim is not a mitzvah of vidui. The mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim is a shvach vahidah to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Rebbeinu Shlom thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom. Nishkin vidui of chatoyim, garnished. Yeah, it's not Mikra Bikurim, shvach vahidah. Look, Rebbeinu Shlom, everything you've done for me is all for the good. And the person gives shvach vahidah. On that, it doesn't have to be on your shoulder. It's just ken vidui. So it's beautiful. In Lashon HaMishnah, the Mishnah says, yeah, shkach, there's two dinim. When you come, you put it on your shoulder. Vigadati ayoim. When you put it down in front of the kayin, that's when you start the two recitals. And the pasuk itself splits it up. The pasuk itself, we read the psukim in the first place. The pasuk turns around and says, first the vigadati, enough them that. All akashas are answered. All akashas are answered. Just to go through them is beautiful. Why? First of all, the Adah Chazaka, which is the Ram's halacha sefer, the Ram has to write everything. He writes Higadati, that's the right. Ram writes in real time what you say. In real time, you say from Higadati and you go all the way through to the Ram Yoved Avi. When the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that you start from Aram Yoved Avi, what's the three lines up from the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs? V'zehu shenikra mikra bikurim. Rambam's last three words is to say, this is the mitzvah called Mikra Bikurim. You want to know where Vidui Bikurim is brought in? The Rambam has another halacha, which he doesn't mention explicitly Vidui Bikurim, but the Rambam says that all Viduyim are part of one mitzvah called Vidui. Whether it's Vidui on Kippur, Vidui on a carbon, all Viduyim are part of. Rambam wasn't referring to Sefer HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah called Vidui Bikurim. He was referring to, as he says, the Lashon HaRambam, the same as Lashon HaChinuch, is Zehu HaNikra Mitzvahs Mikra Bikurim. That's what got numbered as mitzvah number Kuflamet Beis. Kuflamet Beis is not just everything you say, it's the mitzvah called Mikra Bikurim. The Rambam in his halacha sefer had to start from Higadati, because then he was just telling you the practical, you know, do's of Bikurim. You go and you say the whole Pasha, Higadati, Vidui, then you continue Aram Yedavidavi, and you say the Mikra. So therefore it's very good. And also it's very good, we answered all the kashas. The Gemara, Avada, when you talk about giving Malkus, we talk about giving Malkus, Avada, Aram Yedavi, because that's the Ikra, Mikra, Bikurim. This Vidui Bikurim is a din noisif, it's an added on, it's a bolt on, it's an extra. And therefore, Avada the Malkus is going on this. We've answered up the Gemara in Brachas as well. Because of course, the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim has a hekish, which has to be B'loshon HaKodesh. But how about the add-on? How about the bolt-on? And that's what Tosis, you know what, that recital, because it didn't have a hekish, the hekish was only going on the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, the pasuk of Anu V'Amru, perhaps that's only going on Mikra Bikurim. Perhaps that's not going on anything. So we've answered our kashas. Our kashas are to create two dinim. One is Mikra Bikurim, one is Vidui Bikurim. Avada, most of the dinim which you find in Shas, we're referring to Mikra Bikurim, you're going to get Malkus for that, and the Gemara in Saita, which has to be Lashon Kodesh, is going to be for that. When you talk about a din noisef, a bolt-on, an add-on, called Vidui Bikurim, which is in Hilchus Vidui, then the Gemara perhaps was discussing that you fail to say it B'chol Lashon. Perhaps that will be Tully in the Machlokes of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Rabbana. Okay. I'm running a little bit short of time, so I'll just mention the number 6 and 7, 8, but I'd like to really say a piece of Jewish, which is number 9 as well. In order to say, there's a big kasha which is brought. I'll just mention the question. There's a question which is brought from the Brisker Rav on Hilchos Bikurim, and this kasha works as follows. There's a halacha in Bikurim which is brought number 6, that if a person has Bikurim which become tamei, so the halacha is it's the last line of number 6. He's neifetz. If he comes to the Azorah and his Bikurim become tamei, so he has neifetz. He goes, he shakes them out. And then, and the Enakur, he doesn't bring it, it's gone bad. And Neifetz, he shakes them out of his basket. It's not called Pavos Bikurim, the Enakur, he doesn't curry. So the Gemara brings, the Yushalmi brings down a Makur. It's brought down in the Mishnayos, it's brought down from the Rosh, and the Yushalmi brings down the Makur for this, is because it says in the Pasuk, Va'anisa, Va'mata, V'samachta, and when you have your Bikurim go bad, and then there's no Simcha, so you don't say any Mikra Bikurim. It might be called Havos Bikurim, because you brought them to the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no Simcha, so you don't say things. Frekta Brisker Rav Shaila, there's a Rambam which says, number 7, there's a Rambam which says, Havos, Makav, V'keli, V'kriya, V'karbin, V'shir, V'tznufa, V'lino, Sham, V'shalayim are all Ma'akiv. In order for Bikurim to be good, you need 7 things. You need to bring them, you need a basket, you need a kriya, you need a carbon with it, you need a shear with it, and you need tznufa, you have to lift them up, the Kohen has to have to lift them up. All 7 things are Ma'akiv. I understand, Dr. Brisker Rav, these Bikurim that went bad, you might have brought them, you might have had a basket, but there's no carbon, there's no tnufa, there's no shear, and there's no lina. Lina means you have to stay the next day until in Yerushalayim. You can't run out of town. You got to stay in town. All those things. So what do you need a new pasuk for? To tell me that you know there's no kriya because there's no simcha. Frekta Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says, what do you mean? I understand. At the end of the day, you're not going to have your 7 things anyways. So we could say a beautiful teretz. We could say, yes, of course. You're not going to have, and this I saw brought down from the Torah Zeroyim. Just to want to mention that because I still want to say some Jewish. But I just saw this brought down that the Torah Zeroyim says, yeah, of course you're not going to have the 7 things, which is your mitzvah haguf, which is your mitzvah upon yourself. Mitzvah upon yourself means that you're not going to have the whole procedure of Bikurim. That's your chiyav haguf. But besides for that, there's something called Bikurim, which have a din on the Paris, that the Paris are Paris Bikurim. And since you have a cheftza of Paris Bikurim, perhaps you can have your din noisef called Vidui Bikurim. Because even though you can't have Mikra Bikurim, which is part of the individual's personal procedure of bringing Bikurim, which he's not going to be able to do because he's missing from the 7, and he's not that for sure he won't be able to do. You don't need a pasuk for that. But since you have Bikurim, you don't have the procedure of the Chovas HaGuf, which is going to give you a mitzvah Bikurim, but you have Bikurim fruit, perhaps on that I'm suggesting that that's what the drasha of Simcha was for. Perhaps on that, that's where you need to have a drasha to tell you that you don't say Vidui Bikurim. Because don't forget, there's 2 pashas. There's a pasha of Mikra and a pasha of Vidui Bikurim. Last thing I'd like to mention in the last few minutes is a beautiful Divrei Chazal which I've seen in Medrash Tanchuma on Mikra Bikurim, which says as follows. I'll spend the last few minutes on this Medrash Chazal. Hayoyim Azeh Hashem Lekeichem Etzav Chalasis. Again, let's see this one inside. Number 9, the last one. Hayoyim Azeh Hashem Lekeichem Etzav Chalasis. Kosh Baruch Hu commanded you to bring Bikurim. Zehu Shomer HaKosev, the Medrash applies the Pasuk of Bayu Nishtachava, come and bow, V'nichra, and throw yourself, V'nivracha, and put yourself on the floor, 3 types of Ishtachava, L'fnei Hashem Alei Seinu, a Pasuk in Tillim which we say during L'chun Aranana. Frekta Gemara, Frekta Tanchuma, V'alei Kriya B'chal, Shtachava, V'shtachava B'chal Kriya, what's the difference? Matam Alei Minishtachava, Nivracha, Nichra, V'nivracha, what's the 3 types of prostrating yourself in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ella, now look at the answer. Tzipa Moshe Rabbeinu saw Verah, and he saw Shebeis Hamikdash Osed Lichor. Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. VaBikurim Asidin Liposek, and the Bikurim are going to stop. Amad V'Hiskan Yisrael She Mispalim Shleish Upon V'Yoyim. Because we don't have Bikurim, comes along Moshe Rabbeinu and he's Masakin that we daven 3 times a day, and that's the Nichrov and Nishtachva. What's the connection? What's the? We don't have Bikurim because we don't have Bikurim. We have to daven. Where's the connection between davening and the mitzvah bikurim? Why was Moshe specifically worried about the mitzvah bikurim? So the standard average teretz is, what's he worried about, Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about that we make a statement with bikurim that a true emunah in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Where are we going to connect to the Rabbeinu Shleilam in such a way to show that just like by bikurim, we're making a statement with the bikurim that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, so too we need to have that statement somewhere, lachachor v'nabayis. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin that emunah in afterwards in tefillah. But the kasha is, What did he see in Bikurim? Why is Bikurim any different than Shumas and Maisris? Shumas and Maisris is also, we can't eat Shumas and Maisris before we take our Shumas and our Maisris. It also makes the same statement that everything belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Shvius makes also the same statement that everything belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So what's unique about Bikurim? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so intrigued that that with Bikurim we're going to miss it, there's going to be a loch, we're going to be missing something, that he had to come and say, I have to make you three daming three times? And how does it answer the Nichrav and Ishtachava, the three different aspects of Tefillah? Where's all that going? So I saw a beautiful pshat, and the pshat says as follows, that one final question is, why would he wake up in Parshas Kisavi? The mitzvah of Bikurim is in Parshas Mishpatim, is the first time it's mentioned. Why also over here? Beautiful pshat. What Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about was not the mitzvah of Bikurim. What Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about was the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. And Mikra Bikurim means that a person comes and makes that proclamation, and he says it. And not only that he has it, but he comes and he says it, and he says, Rebbeinu Shlom, in my finster darkness of Golas, everything Rebbeinu Shlom has done for me, the Mitzrayim, and all the Yidden, and all the Peinig, and all everything, that statement, not just that everything belongs to Rebbeinu Shlom, everything that Rebbeinu Shlom does is for the good. That statement is going to be lost. That doesn't exist by Shumas and Maisa. That person gets up and makes that statement, that Rebbeinu Shlom, on all of the finster of Golas, Rebbeinu Shlom, we're still going to connect, because everything is coming from the Rebbeinu Shlom. That, we know it's from the Rebbeinu Shlom, but how do we know that the Tzoras are from the Rebbeinu Shlom? On that, Moshe Rabbeinu went and made the three tefillas. The three tefillas are Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Shachris is Doch Avram, Mincha, Doch Yitzchok, and Yaakov is Doch Maariv. Each one is as the sun is setting. In those matzavim of Tzoras, of the Tzoras of Avram, Yitzchok, where they cried out to Rebbeinu Shlom, and Maariv, B'toichat Tzoras, B'toichanach, that's when we're mamash flat out. Nichrov and Ishtachva, when mamash, we're flat out. We don't feel the Rebbeinu Shlom, we don't see the Rebbeinu Shlom. Dafka, that inyan, is when Bikurim would have helped us to say and connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom and say, Rebbeinu Shlom, I know everything is for the good. I know that there'll be a Yeshua and a Tzmicha Legula. And that statement we make three times a day during Tefillah. That statement that Lamaisa, at the end of the day, we connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So it's that Mikra Bikurim that's doimah to Tefillah. Not the Bikurim themselves. It's the ability to use oneself to make a statement to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Every three times a day, we have the ability to make a statement. And the statement of Bikurim is made during three times a day during Tefillah.